Schools across the nation, including Vermont, are not teaching as much foreign language as they used to because of budget cuts. Some are filling the gap with technology, though even educators offering online language learning say it cannot replace high-quality face-to-face instruction. VPR's Charlotte Albright has that story.
Not far from the Canadian border, Coventry School enrolls about 100 students, kindergarten through 8th grade. There's no money for a foreign language teacher, so like about 20 other schools statewide, Coventry uses interactive software developed by Middlebury Interactive, a spinoff from the Vermont College. A handful of 7th graders click their way through French lessons as Corey Valentine, a math teacher, looks on. Terrell Dallant hears a voice through his headphones.
Deux. Trois. Quatre.
He repeats.
Deux. Trois. Quatre. Cinq.
Terrell occasionally hears words like this at home.
Mostly because my Nana comes from Canada and she was French there, so that's why she's French.
He'd like to speak French with his cousins and maybe get a job that requires him to be bilingual. Coventry principal Matthew Bauman knows that his students are unlikely to become fluent just by talking to a Francophile computer. But he's taught on 4 continents, and he wants these rural kids to know about a world beyond Vermont.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience, knowing how to work with people who come from a different culture is challenging but incredibly important.
In Coventry's 2nd grade, Julie Casey supplements the computer program with classroom dialogue.
J-set-ons.
What does that mean? J-set-ons. Addie, can you tell us?
I am 7 years old.
And now say it in French for us.
J-week-ons.
That would be 8.
Okay, maybe the math is a little wobbly there, but studies do show that kids who learn a second language do better in other subjects, including English and math. It's not clear how many Vermont students have that advantage. The Agency of Education has set standards for non-native language learning, but doesn't collect data about which individual schools offer it. A 2003 survey by the Vermont Foreign Language Association estimated only 30 schools offered language courses. Association President Allison Litton hopes the tide is starting to turn, though.
I do believe that people are starting to realize, if we're going to be raising global citizens and having students that are really capable of understanding the world at large as it becomes increasingly more connected, maybe foreign language is not the thing to axe.
Litton teaches French at the Norwich Elementary School, and she says she's lucky to teach the language full-time at a school that may expand its program. Even 3rd graders rarely hear or speak English in her class.
C'est un oignon?
No.
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 Le chat est oignon, oui ou non?
No.
Litton sympathizes with more cash-strapped schools that have to teach languages solely by computer. Aline Germain Rutherford, chief learning officer at Middlebury Interactive, says its courses are ideally combined with face-to-face teaching. But when no teacher is available, a student can still progress at his or her own pace. And that, she says, is at least a good first step. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.